So he needed to find amongst his disciples the one who had understood him the best in order to become his successor.
Stoga među svojim učenicima morao pronaći onoga koji je najbolje shvatio njegova učenja kako bi mogao postati njegov nasljednik.
There were about 10 very, very advanced disciples which he had.
Imao je otprilike 10 vrlo, vrlo naprednih učenika.
But who would be able to carry his deepest convictions?
Ali tko je mogao prenijeti njegova najdublja uvjerenja?
Who would be qualified to occupy his seat and speak the same wisdom which he had spoken?
Tko je bio kvalificiran da se sjedne na njegovo sjedalo i da govori o istoj onoj mudrosti o kojoj on govori?
The only way to find out really was to give them tests and see how they would do within these tests.
Zapravo jedini način kako je to mogao saznati jest da im zadam neke testove te da vidi kako će oni reagirati u tim situacijama.
Now after about 10 tests or so, I believe 15, it was 15.
I tako nakon otprilike 15 testova.
There were about 5 disciples which he had in mind which could be worthy successors.
Njegov je izbor se služio na nekih možda 5 učenika koji bi mogli postati njegovi nasljednici.
To find out the one, he decided to send his 5 disciples into a hotel.
Te kako bi pronašao onog jednog, odlučio je poslati svojih 5 učenika u hotel.
Leave the protected area of the ashram.
Da napuste zaštićenu područje ashrama.
And live for one whole week in an ordinary hotel with ordinary people.
Te da čitav tjedan žive u običnom hotelu sa običnim ljudima.
And when you return, please tell me what experience struck you the most.
Učitelj mi je rekao, i kada se vratite, molim vas recite mi koje vas je iskustvo najviše dojmilo.
Now, if you go into a hotel, there are many things which you might see.
Naravno, kad ste u hotelu, možete vidjeti mnogo stvari.
That beautiful prostitute who comes to the businessman.
Prekrasnu prostitutku koja posjećuje biznismena.
The gangsters who make their private money exchanges.
Gangstere koji imaju izmjenu novca.
What would his disciples see in the hotel?
Što će njegovi učenici vidjeti u tom hotelu?
After a week had gone, the disciples came back, each with his own realization.
Nakon što je taj tjedan prošao, učenici su se vratili i svaki sa svojim realizacijama.
Now, from all these disciples, one realization this guru found the most noteworthy, and on the basis of this realization he made this one person the next successor.
I od svih tih realizacija, od tih 5 osoba, taj guru je smatrao da je jedna od tih realizacija najznačajnija, te je tu osobu učinio svojim nasljednikom.
Let us listen very carefully what that one disciple who became the next guru saw.
Pažljivo saslušajmo što je taj učenik koji je postao nasljednik svog gurua vidio.
When the evening came, he said,
kada je pala noć,
I saw the hotel owner going to a large mirror which was hanging in the hotel hall.
Vidio se kako vlasnik hotela prilazi velikom zrcalu koje visilo u dvorani hotela.
I was interested what he would do.
Zanimalo me što će učiniti.
He cleansed the whole mirror.
Očistio čitavo ogledalo.
Then, the next morning, early in the morning, the first thing he did is he went to the same mirror and cleansed it again.
Te zatim, sljedećeg jutra, prva stvar koju je učinio je da ode do tog ogledala i ponovo ga očisti.
I asked him, why do you clean the mirror 2 times?
Upýtal som ga, pa zašto čisto ogledalo dva puta.
You have only cleansed it in the night before everyone went to bed, and now in the morning again you cleanse it. Why?
Baš si ga bio očistio naveče i sada rano ujutro opet ga čistiš. Zašto?
The disciple said, the hotel owner gave me a very meaningful answer.
I učenik je rekao, i taj vlasnik hotela dao mi je vrlo značajan odgovor.
And I cannot forget this answer.
I taj odgovor ne mogu zaboraviti.
He said, even in the night, the marrow collects dust.
Odgovorio mi je, čak i noću to zrcalo sakuplja prašinu.
Even in the night.
Čak i noću.
The guru said, but my dear son, why? I mean, is this so special? What do you find so special in this statement? Please tell me.
Guru rekao, dragi moj sine, da li to nešto osobito? Šta je toliko posebno u toj stvari?
Now, Guru Maharaj, I understood with this sentence the whole problem of material life.
Učenik je rekao, Guru Maharaj, čuvši tu rečenicu, shvatio sam sve probleme materijalnog života.
The guru was becoming intensely interested.
Guru je postao veoma zainteresiran.
And I think even Tridasha Roy, who was inattentive up till now, will become interested to hear the answer.
I mislim da će čak i Tridasha Roy, koji je do sada veoma pažljiv, biti zanimati, da će ga zanimati odgovor.
Even Gorna Ryan will listen to this answer.
Čak će i Gorna Ryan slušati ovaj odgovor.
Our consciousness is the same, said the disciple.
Učenik je rekao, naša svjesnost isto to.
Even in the night we get material impressions.
Čak i tijekom noći dobivamo materijalne utiske.
Even in the night we get covered by Maya.
Čak nas i noću prekriva Maya.
And therefore we have to chant in the evening and in the morning.
Stoga moramo mantrati navečer i ujutru.
This material life means the mirror of your consciousness will always become covered.
Ovaj materijalni život znači da će zrcalo vaše svijesti uvijek biti prekriveno.
It's interesting, the Sanskrit word for mirror, which the mirror is an analogy of our consciousness, is darpana.
Ogledalo jest analogija naše svijesti, a sanskritska riječ za ogledalo jest darpana.
Darpa means arrogance.
Darpa znači arogancija.
And na means to give.
A na znači dati.
Our consciousness is given over or covered by arrogance every moment of our lives.
Naša svjesnost predana, odnosno prekrivena arogancijom svakog trenutka našeg života.
And not only arrogance is covering our mind.
I ne samo arogancija prekriva naš um.
Our mind is covered by what is called the two weaknesses of the heart.
Naš je um prekriven takozvanim dvijema slabošću uma.
This is for those of you who are medically interested. There is spiritual heart disease also.
A naše srce prekriveno tim takozvanim duhovnim bolestima.
The spiritual heart disease comes, which I will tell you now, comes to those who turn away their face from God.
Te bolesti, duhovne bolesti srca se javljaju kod ljudi koji su okrenuli svoje lice od Boga.
The first is attachment to matter.
Prva od tih bolesti je vezanost za materiju.
I want to have this.
Želim to posjedovati.
And the second is the desire to control others.
A druga je želja da kontroliramo druge.
These two heart diseases can also come when you perform spiritual activities, but you commit, let me say, you are still on the side keeping your material life going.
Te dvije bolesti srca mogu se javiti čak i prakticirati duhovne djelatnosti, ali sa strane još uvijek razmišljate.
Some members of the Hare Krishna movement are heart diseased members.
neki članovi Hare Krishna pokreta imaju tu bolest srca.
They keep material attachments in their hearts.
U svojim srcima imaju materijalne vezanosti.
And they are liking to control others, and that's why they have difficulties.
I vole kontrolirati druge, i zato imaju poteškoće.
Yes. Hare Krishna. The heart disease is something very, very bad in spiritual life. Yes. Now, when a person, I will now make another subject. The guru said, "Wonderful."
I guru odgovorio, prekrasno.
You have really understood what I wanted to teach you.
Zaista si shvatio ono što sam te želio naučiti.
Be careful.
Molim te, budi pažljiv.
Material association or staying in this material world can very, very easily make us contaminated.
Materijalno društvo ili boravak u ovom materijalnom svijetu vrlo lako mogu onečistiti.
In India, when the sadhus sit down to eat, do you know what they say to each other?
U Indiji kada sadhu sjednu zajedno da jedu, znate li što kažu jedni drugima?
Sadhu saftan, sadhu be aware, now you might eat too much.
Sadu, budi oprezan, sada ćeš se možda prejesti.
Even in when you are going the spiritual path, you have to be very attentive.
Čak i kada idete duhovnim putem, morate biti veoma oprezni.
Your attachments might bring you to do something which is not good for you, like eating too much.
Vaše bi vas vezanosti mogli navesti da činite nešto što nije dobro za vas, poput toga da previše jedete.
So this evening I want to say, Hare Krishna people, savdan.
Toga bih ja večer bih htio reći Hare Krishna ljudi.
Friends of Lord Krishna, savdan.
Prijatelji gospodina Krishna, savdan.
Skeptical people, savdan, be careful.
Skeptici, budite oprezni.
In this world you always can develop dust on your consciousness.
U ovom svijetu vaša svijest uvijek može biti prekrivena.
And you can develop spiritual heart disease.
I možete razviti duhovne bolesti srca.
One other point which I would like to make is related to this.
Jedna druga poanta o kojoj bih htio govoriti povezana je s ovim.
When we want to go on the spiritual path, it sometimes happens that we feel a voice inside of us to surrender more, to go more into the detail of our spiritual practice.
Kada krenemo duhovnim putem, ponekad se u nama javi glas koji nam govori da se više predamo, da se više udubimo u detalje duhovne prakse.
For instance, one morning we may wake up and we may look at our lives and think, I'm not satisfied with my life at this state.
Naprimjer, možemo se jednog jutra probuditi, pogledati unatrag na svoj život i reći, nisam zadovoljan sa životom.
I wish to go deeper in my spiritual practice.
Želim krenuti, zaći dublje u svoju duhovnu praksu.
Already another summer has come.
Opet je stiglo novo ljeto.
Then a new winter will come.
Stići će i nova zima.
And I'm staying more or less still on the same spot.
A ja još uvijek više manje tapkam na istom mjestu.
I'm not progressing.
Ne napredujem.
My life is not flowing like a river. It seems to be blocked with a dam.
Moj život ne teče poput rijeke, čini se da je blokiran nasipom.
Do you sometimes hear this voice?
Da li vi ponekad čujete taj glas?
You look at me, it's a little bit too private, this question. Who sometimes feels not entirely satisfied with his spiritual progress? Okay, this is very encouraging for me to see. You are with me, in other words. Yeah. At such a time, we might go to devotees. And we might open our hearts. We might get good advice, and then we might decide. Now, Bodhidobha, I will now do my spiritual life better.
Možemo dobiti neki savjet i odlučiti od sada ću biti dobar i radit ću bolje u svom duhovnom životu.
We make great decisions to improve our spiritual life.
Možemo način donijeti velike odluke da poboljšamo svoj duhovni život.
We make decisions like, oh, I will stop this habit.
Možemo odlučiti, prestat ću ovu naviku,
And I will introduce a very good spiritual habit that I start my life, my day with prayer. Every day, svaki dan.
Te ću uvesti novu dobru naviku, a to je da počnem svaki svoj dan molitvom. Svaki dan.
When I sit down, I will really chant my rounds concentrated. From this day on.
Od današnjeg dana kad sjednem mantrati svoje krugove mantraću s punom pažnjom.
So we make such gute vorsätze.
Tako se možemo da zadati dobre planove.
Yes, dobre planove. Yes. But then again we hear another voice in our heart.
Ali onda opet postoji drugi glas u našem srcu.
Das hast du schon so oft versucht.
Ah, to si probao toliko često već.
You will never make it.
Nikad nećeš uspjeti.
Budi normalni.
Budi normalni.
And we feel that counter voice.
I osjećamo taj protuglas.
Goethe has spoken about this.
Goethe govori o tom.
Zwei Seelen wohnen in meiner Brust. Die eine macht der anderen Frust. This is Sachinandan Swami's Goethe. I have changed the quotation a little. But he has recognized what we all know about these two voices inside of us.
Ali tu možemo prepoznati ono što svi mi znamo, to su da postoje ta dva glasa u našem srcu.
And it's very good to know what to do at such a moment.
I veoma je dobro znati što učiniti u takvom trenutku.
I want to tell you something from the Ramayana.
Htio bih vam ispričati
about these two voices.
Nešto iz Ramayana o ta dva glasa.
There was once the great emperor Ravana, who was a great demon.
Jednom je bio veliki vladar Ravana, koji je bio veliki demon.
He had kidnapped Mother Sita away from Rama.
On je otel majku Situ od Rame.
Yes, he couldn't violate her chastity because there was a curse upon him that whenever he would again forcibly try to enjoy with a woman, his head was cracked into 100 pieces.
I nije mogao naškoditi njezinoj čestitosti zato što je im bio jedno prokletstvo koje je kazalo da ako će na silu pokušati uživati sa ženom da će mu se glava raspasti na 1000 komadića.
In other words, only when a woman would give her agreement could he enjoy with her.
Drugim riječima, tek kada bi žena pristala na to, mogao bi uživati s nekom ženom.
So he said to Sita, forget your Rama.
Zato je rekao Siti, zaboravi svog Ravana.
I am the emperor of the city of gold, Lanka.
Ja sam vladar grada zlata, zlatnog grada Lanke.
Enjoy with me.
Uživaj sa mnom.
Then one day by his magic, he brought a basket, and in the basket was the severed head of Rama.
I jednom je prilikom uz pomoć magije donio Siti košaru kojom je bila odrubljena glava.
It was magic. Rama was preparing to come and rescue her.
To je bila samo magija. Rama se u tom trenutku spremao da je spasi.
Sita saw the head of her beloved lord and cried.
Sita je vidjela glavu svog obožavanog muža i počela plakati.
Now you are mine, said Ravana.
Ravana rekao, sada si moja.
But she said, "No, you stinking demon." So then Ravan felt very offended. And he said, "If in 3 months from now you do not give in to my desires, I will have to have you killed, and I will eat your soft flesh for my breakfast."
He rekao, ako za 3 mjeseca ne popustiš mojim željama i ako mi se ne predaš, ja ću te ubiti i pojesti ću tvoje meko meso.
Now, if you think Ravan was uncultured, you make a mistake.
Ali ako mislite da Ravan bio nekultiviran, činite grešku.
He knew all the Vedic scriptures by heart.
On je napamet poznavao sve vedske spise.
He performed yagyas or sacrifices like no other priest could do.
Vršio jage, odnosno žrtvovanje poput nijednog drugog svećenika.
His palace was had the most beautiful architecture which mankind had ever seen.
Njegova je palača bila oličenja najljepše arhitekture koju je čovječanstvo ikada vidjelo.
But his heart was dark, and that's why he was with the dark forces. That's why he was a demon.
Ali njegovo srce bilo mračno, iz toga je bio demon, zato je bio na strani mračnih sila.
His heart was covered.
Njegovo srce bilo prekriveno.
Now one day he received his brother in his palace called whose name was Vibhishan.
I tako jednog dana u svojoj palači primio svog brata Vibhishana.
Vibhishan offered his obeisances to his older brother Ravan.
Vibhishana je odao poštovanje svom starijem bratu Ravani.
Ravan was sitting on his throne, said, "Yes, brother, you have come to see me on something. Please speak freely."
Ravan je sjedeći na svome tronu rekao, "Da, brate, došao si da razgovaraš sa mnom, reci slobodno o čemu se radi."
Vibhishan said, "Brother, you know why I have come."
Vibhishan je rekao, "Brate, znaš zbog čega sam došao."
"You have kidnapped the wife of somebody else."
Oteo si ženu od nekog drugog.
"This is against the laws of this cosmos. This is against Dharma."
To je protiv zakona ovog svemira. To je protiv Dharma.
"You can only actually lose."
Na taj način zapravo jedino možeš izgubiti.
"Give back Sita."
Vrati Situ.
Ravan was going, "What?
Ravan je odgovorio, šta?
Do you dare to say this to your older brother?"
Kako se usuđuješ reći to svome starijem bratu?
"I desire Sita. Do you understand what it means to desire someone? You eunuch?"
Ja želim Situ. Da li ti znaš šta znači željeti nekog, ti eunuhu?
But Vibhishan was not ready to give in to the mightiest demon the world had ever seen.
Ali Vibhishan nije bio spreman popustiti najmoćnijem demonu kojeg je svijet ikada vidio.
"Give Sita back to Ram, I implore you."
Daj Situ natrag Rami, molim te.
"I know Ram will come to Lanka, your capital, and he will, if you don't surrender to him, destroy everything you have and your whole army."
Znam da će Ram doći u Lanku, tvoj glavni grad, da će uništiti cijeli grad i čitavu tvoju vojsku.
"If you don't surrender to Ram, I will go to him."
Ako se ne predaš Rami, ja ću otići k njemu.
This made Ravan laugh.
To je Ravanu samo nasmijalo.
"Ram is a human being.
Ali Ram je ljudsko biće.
And you are the greatest fool.
A ti si najveća budala.
Please, don't say such foolish words.
Molim te, nema govoriti tako gluposti.
And understand, if you remain loyal to me, you will get this huge kingdom."
I molim te shvati, ako mi ostaneš odan, ti ćeš dobiti ovo ogromno kraljevstvo.
If you surrender to Ram, you will be poor.
A ako se predaš Rami, bit ćeš siromašan.
How will he supply your needs?
Kako će on brinuti za tvoje potrebe?
Don't give up a kinship. Don't give up property.
Nemoj odustati od svojeg bratskog odnosa. Nemoj odustati od onog što posjeduješ.
His brother said, I don't care. I want to be on the side of God.
A njegov brat odgovorio, meni to nije važno. Ja želim biti na strani Boga.
My dear devotees, don't think this is an old story.
Dragi moji bhakte, nemojte misliti da ovo neka drevna priča.
This story goes on every day in our own hearts.
Ova se priča nastavlja svakog dana u našim vlastitim srcima.
The voice of Ravan is there.
Ravanin glas je tu.
Don't be foolish, don't surrender.
Nemoj biti bez glup, nemoj se predati.
One devotee has written me confidentially that even if there is a person with a machine gun before him, he will not surrender to Krishna.
Jedan mi je bhakta u povjerenju napisao da čak i ako kraj njega bude stala osoba sa mitraljezom, da se neće predati Krishna.
He will keep his 50% alive. 50% his
on će zadržati svoju logiku 50%.
But don't now think, oh, this is the devotee, that he only tells this. This is all of us.
Ali nemojte misliti, to je sad taj bhakta koji tak to kaže. To smo svi mi.
Amala Harinam, if you would be fully surrendered to Krishna, this would be wonderful.
Amala Harinam, da si ti potpuno predan Krishna, to bi bilo prekrasno.
The father of Janava. If you would be 100% to Krishna, surrender to Krishna, you would see wonders in your life.
Janavin oče, da si ti 100% predan Krishna, vidio bi da se u tvome životu događaju čuda.
Adya Devi Dasi. But there's the other voice.
Ali postoji taj drugi glas.
Purina Mali. Not too much exaggeration, please.
Ne treba previše pretjerivati.
It's the voice of the dark forces in our heart.
To je taj glas mračnih sila u našem srcu.
Yes. Now listen to Bibisan's response.
Molim vas da poslušajte Bibisanov odgovor.
He said, no, I'm going.
Rekao, ne, odlazim.
I'm leaving the kingdom of illusion behind.
Napuštam, ostavljam iza sebe kraljevstvo iluzije.
I will go to Rama.
Odlazim Rama.
And because he was also from the family of dark forces, he could flew over the ocean.
I budući da je sam bio iz obitelji mračnih sila, preletio je ocean.
He arrived at the beach where Ram had camped.
Stigao na plažu gdje je Rama imao svoj logor.
Ram was preparing with an army of monkeys to storm against the kingdom of Ravan.
Rama se sa vojskom Ravana pripremao da napadne kraljevstvo Ravana.
These beings, you know, there was something. Have you seen the movie Planet of the Monkeys?
Jeste li vidjeli film Planet Majmuna?
When I was a young boy, I have seen with my own eyes.
Kada sam bio mladić, vidio sam ga svojim očima.
I'm not now saying this is an authorized spiritual movie, by the way. It was a movie describing higher beings on higher planets who looked like monkeys.
A bio je to film koji je opisivao više bića na višim nebeskim planetima koja su izgledala poput majmuna.
The rest I have forgotten.
A ostatak sam zaboravio.
So, but I had heard later that the regisseur or director of this movie had taken this idea from Ramayana.
Ali kasnije sam čuo da je redatelj tog filma preuzeo ideju iz Ramayana.
Yes, that in other words that they are intelligent beings who look like monkeys.
Drugim riječima, tu ideju da postoje inteligentna bića koja izgledaju poput majmuna.
So these monkeys saw Bibisan coming over the ocean.
I ti su majmuni ugledali Bibisana kako dolazi preko oceana.
They informed the forces, attack this demon.
obavijestili su svoje sile, napadnite tog demona.
But Vibhishan said, no, I have come to surrender to Ram.
Ali Vibhishan je rekao, ne, ja sam došao da se predam Ravanu.
I am the brother of Ravan.
Ja sam Ravanin brat.
When some of these Vanaras heard the name Ravan, they had to close their ears and they fell unconscious on the ground, because just already the name of Ravan made you faint.
Kada su neki od tih Vanara čuli Ravanino ime, morali su začepiti uši i bez svijesti su pali na zemlju.
Vibhishan said, I am the brother, I want to surrender to Ram.
Ali on je rekao, ja sam njegov brat, želim se predati Ravan.
The other Vanara said, this can't be.
Ostali Vanara su rekli, pa to nije moguće.
You are a person of the dark forces. And what will be your character when you even leave your own brother in times of trouble, when Ram is preparing an attack on Lanka? What type of character do you have?
Kakav si ti karakter kada možeš napustiti svog brata u vrijeme nevolje, kada se sprema na bitku?
But Rama said, I want to see Vibhishan.
Ali Rama rekao, ne, želim vidjeti Vibhishan.
His minister said to him, if someone is willing to give up his own brother in times of crisis, can you imagine what he's capable of doing?
Njegov moj minister rekao, ali ako je netko sposoban napustiti svog vlastitog brata u doba nevolje, da li možeš zamisliti što je on u stanju učiniti?
Chase him away.
Otjeraj ga.
But Rama then spoke a very famous verse.
Ali Rama je tada izgovorio vrlo poznat stih.
Whoever surrenders unto me and says, my dear Lord, from this moment I'm yours.
Tko god mi se preda i kaže, dragi moj gospodine, od ovog sam dana tvoj.
I will accept this person.
Prihvatit ću tu osobu.
And give him the courage to do what he wants.
Te ćemo dati hrabrost da učini to što namjerava.
In other words, I will give him the strength which he needs.
Drugim riječima, dat ćemo snagu koja mu je potrebna.
Even if Ravana is now standing before my tent and wants to surrender, I will accept him.
Čak i da Ravana sada dođe pred moj šator i želi se predati, ja ću ga prihvatiti.
Yes. I'm telling you this old story, which is a new story, to make a point.
Pričam vam ovu drevnu priču koja je nova priča kako bih naglasio jednu poantu.
When you want to go deeper in your spiritual life, most properly, you will hear another voice which will try to stop you.
Kada budete željeli zaći dublje u svoj duhovni život, najvjerojatnije ćete čuti jedan glas s druge strane koji će vas pokušati zaustaviti.
Many people have come on the path, spiritual path, but they all turned back when they heard this voice, budi normalni.
Mnogo ljudi krenulo je duhovnim putem, ali svi su se oni okrenuli, vratili nazad kad su čuli taj glas, budi normalan.
Millions of people have heard the spiritual calling in all traditions.
Milioni ljudi u svim duhovnim tradicijama čuli su taj duhovni poziv.
Yeah, they heard it in their own hearts.
Čuli su ga u svojim vlastitim srcima.
And they went quite far.
I otišli su dosta duboko i daleko.
But they turned around when they heard this other voice.
Ali su se vratili kad su začuli taj drugi glas.
The voice of Ravan.
Ravan glas.
Don't be a fool.
Ne biti budala.
You're giving so much up.
Toliko toga napuštaš.
What will be your future?
Šta će biti tvoja budućnost?
Where's your security, please?
A šta je s tvojom sigurnošću, molim?
And so on and so forth.
Tako dalje.
At this time, my dear devotees, there is only one remedy.
U tome trenutku postoji samo jedna stvar koju možete učiniti.
You must open your ears to another voice.
Morate se otvoriti jednom drugom glasu.
You must open your ears to the voice of the saints.
Morate poslušati glas svetaca.
Who have given examples in their life. And who can speak words which will awaken your sleeping self.
Oni govore riječi koje će probuditi vašu uspavanu dušu.
In the Bhagavatam it is described that just above the head of the sadhus the Lord is standing.
U Bhagavatamu je opisano da upravo iznad glave sadhua, odnosno svetih osoba, je gospodin.
And when the sadhu begins to speak,
i kada sadhu započne govoriti,
his words are made powerful by the mercy of the Lord.
Njegove riječi bivaju opunomoćene milošću gospodina.
An example has been given that the dust pollen from the lotus feet of the Lord are falling on the words of the sadhu, and this is how they are impregnated with special power to waken us up.
Da na primjer da polen sa lotosovih stopala gospodina pada na te riječi sadhua i na taj način one su prožete milošću gospodina.
Yes. Didn't say anything about Milos, but it's also a nice subject, yes. So we should hear the voices of the devotees.
Trebali bismo slušati glas bhakti.
There's amazing power in it.
Jer u njemu je nevjerojatna moć.
When I become a little bit mental, then I listen to Prabhupada's tapes.
Kada ja postanem malo na mentalnoj razini, onda slušam Prabhupadine lekcije.
And I very often have found out that this has helped me to really make changes in my life, which otherwise I would have been unable to do.
I otkrio sam da vrlo često mi to omogućuje da u životu napravim neke promjene koje inače ne bih mogao učiniti.
I want to request you to make this experience in your life.
Htio bih vas zamoliti da svi pokušate napraviti, doživjeti to iskustvo u svom životu.
First step.
Prvi korak.
Ask yourself a question.
Zapitajte se.
Am I satisfied with my spiritual advancement at this stage of my life?
Jesam li zadovoljan svojim duhovnim napretkom u ovom trenutku svog života?
Most properly you will hear the voice of your heart which will say, no, not entirely.
Najvjerojatnije ćete čuti glas svog srca koji će reći ne baš u potpunosti.
Yes, and most probably you will also feel some frustration because you tried to improve so many times, but it didn't work because there was this other voice in your heart.
I najvjerojatnije ćete osjetiti malu frustraciju zato što ste se toliko već puta pokušali promijeniti, ali to nije uspjelo.
You heard the voice of Ravan.
Nije uspjela zato što ste čuli taj
drugi glas. Don't be a fool.
Taj ravanin glas koji govori, ne budi budala.
Be intelligent and be a materialist.
Budi inteligentan i budi materialist.
Hare Krishna. So then you need to hear the voice of the sadhus.
Znači tada morate poslušati glas sadhua.
Do you know the gramophone company who have this advertisement? There's a dog standing like this, and this is a ancient record player, and it goes like this, and zoom, and then the dog is standing like this before.
Da li znate reklamu za neku tvrtku gramofona, gdje je neki prastor i gramofon na kojem stoji pas?
No. You're from another generation. Yes. Mother knows. Yes. And then it says his master's voice, it says underneath.
I dole piše glas gospodara.
Yes. When Prabhupada saw this advertisement record from him, he said, this is Krishna consciousness.
Kad je Prabhupada vidio tu reklamu za tu gramofonsku tvrtku, rekao, ovo je svjetlost Krishna.
We should hear more often his master's voice, our master's voice.
Trebali bismo češće slušati glas svog gospodina.
And it will make us strong in our duhovni život.
I to će nas učiniti snažnima u našem duhovnom životu.
We should hear the devotees talk about Krishna.
Trebali bismo slušati kako bhakti govore o Krishna.
With this I want to make a little advertisement.
Sada bih htio napraviti malu reklamu.
Please all come to the Pula summer camp.
Molim vas, svi dođite na ljetni kamp u Puli.
There will be wonderful lectures.
Možete slušati prekrasne predavanje.
And you can recharge your spiritual batteries, even if you come only for one day.
Čak i ako dođete samo na jedan dan, možete ponovno napuniti svoje duhovne baterije.
If you can only come exactly one day, I recommend Friday the 27th, because in the evening we will have our Nam Yagya. We will sit together for many hours and chant.
Ako možete doći samo na jedan dan, preporučio bih vam da dođete u petak 27. jer to je večer kada ćemo tu našu Nama Yagyu, kada ćemo svi zajedno sjesti i nekoliko sati pjevati imena Gospodina.
We hope that also our Amala Harinam Prabhu can come with his musical djembe, I think it's called djembevi or djembevan. Djembe, yes.
Da će i Amala Harinam moći doći sa svojim djembom.
On Saturday evening, the 28th, the evening is called Super Culture.
Subota 28. Ta večer se zove Superkultura.
Yes, we hope to see a theater.
Nadamo se da ćemo moći vidjeti kazališnu predstavu.
Which is really deep and good.
Koja je vrlo, vrlo duboka i dobra.
And our Goran Karan will sing Hare Krishna.
Naš Goran Karan će pjevati Hare Krishna.
This is a super special band. The theater really will be a great surprise. Let me now summarize what I wanted to tell you today. I wanted to reach you spiritually, really.
Zapravo mi namjera bila da vas dosegnem na duhovnoj razini.
And I wanted to tell you a little bit that it is unfortunately natural that our consciousness gets covered by material influences.
Nažalost, prirodno je da naša svijest biva prekrivena materijalnim utiscima.
Međutim, it is possible to get a spiritual inspiration by listening to the devotees of Krishna.
Međutim, moguće je dobiti duhovnu inspiraciju slušajući od Krišnjih bhakta.
Yes. I will now end this class and we will make a little pause and then we show the movie.
Sada ćemo završiti ovo predavanje i nakon toga ćemo napraviti malu stanku nakon koje ćemo prikazati film.
I wish you a wonderful evening.
Želim vam prekrasnu večer.
And a wonderful week.
I prekrasnu tjedan.
And a wonderful life. Hare Krishna.